Did you know that the South Australian Living Artists Festival, or SALA as it's known, is on again in Gawler? And this year, there are more artists and more venues participating than ever before. Hi, I'm David, and welcome to GBA's Community Events. Have you ever heard of SALA, the South Australian Living Artists Festival? The SALA Festival is the largest and possibly the most innovative community-based arts festival in Australia. And since 2013, the Gawler Business Development Group has been supporting the Gawler SALA Art Trail, which combines the efforts of artists, local businesses and the council to showcase the depth of artistic talent in the Gawler region. The GBA was lucky enough to attend the launch of the Gawler SALA Art Trail 2016 at the Institute last Thursday. And while we were there, I wanted to find out just how important art and a vibrant artistic community is to Gawler. I asked Louise Drummond, chair of the Gawler Business Development Group, how important she thought art was to the Gawler community.
Art is extraordinarily important for any community. If you were to speak to a professor of economics, for instance, you would find out that the areas that have a strong artistic community and a strong emphasis on creativity actually develop a very strong economy, because the creativity of the artistic part feeds into the business part, and so they really support each other. And of course, on the other hand, artists challenge us. It's nice to look at a pretty picture, but often artists have some very profound things to say, and they really challenge us, and we need that challenging in our society.
The Business Development Group, they've been supporting the SALA exhibition for the last 4 years?
It was our initiative. So we put on the first one, and our business development person really worked very hard with the group to get this up and running. And it was so successful that the artists said, well, we're prepared to take on the hard work and do it. So we still support it. We do all the marketing and pay for that and sponsor the whole thing. But the artists, fortunately, have taken over the hard nuts and bolts part of it, which is great.
And the artists are eager to contribute to building the artistic community in Gawler, and they've been building it for a while. Artist, exhibitor and local Dr. Malcolm Richards remembers how the arts have not always been central to Gawler's identity.
I think it's actually increasingly important. I remember when I first came to Gawler 25 years ago, I went out to a public meeting and they said, what's good about Gawler? And the guy next to me said, actually, Gawler's got everything. It's got football, basketball, it's got hockey, it's got soccer. There's nothing that's not in Gawler. And I had to agree with him, with a little proviso, that perhaps it didn't have an awful lot of art in it in those days. It did have very good artists living it in then, but it wasn't part of the community thing. I think that's now come in and broadened the Gawler persona. Yeah.
Do you think the council and the business development group getting involved and putting on exhibitions like this is helping the arts in Gawler?
It very much so. Yeah, I think it is one of those things where the council has to get behind it. And I think it is one of those things where areas do identify themselves with. I think Gawler, like all areas, is in a competitive environment to bring in new business, new families. And I think some people do look for that arts thing. And I think the community does benefit from it. Even many realise it immediately, others come to experience and realise it.
Another exhibitor at the launch, contemporary artist Scott Rathman, is well known for his belief in Gawler having a distinct artistic identity, and he stressed the importance of art for the Gawler region.
Well, I mean, I'm a big advocate for Gawler, you know, developing an identity for itself, and so I'm really one of these people, as an artist, I think that art could be something that we could actually hang our hat on, whether that's visual arts, through music, dance, any type of arts. You know, we could almost become a bit of an arts hub that's separate to the city. And other council areas are trying to tap into that. People like Port Adelaide, Enfield Council, you know, they're doing a really amazing work down around the port. And I'd love to see that be what we hang our hat on. Because, you know, we used to be known as the best of city and country or whatever it was. Well, that's long gone. You know, we need to find a new identity, and perhaps the arts is the one.
Do you think there's a good place for Indigenous art?
Well, I think it was probably one of the areas that's the most lacking across Gawler and the Barossa, as you don't really kind of see a lot of it around. And you know, Gawler's obviously a little bit more advanced in the sense of we've at least got my mural that was painted up in the car park. But, you know, the Bross is one of the really difficult sort of markets to break into. But, yeah, I think we need to explore all of that stuff. And there's a lot of those natural things along the river, you know, in terms of things like scarred trees and stuff like that that we haven't really, that are not widely known. We haven't really promoted that we have it. So, yeah, I definitely think there's, you know, massive need for us to embrace that further.
Barbara Palmer from Collective Edge, the local artistic collective that curated the launch exhibition, also agreed with the importance of art in the community.
Art for me has been my life. I was an art teacher, and it's something that I cannot explain, but it lights people. It gives people a way to talk to each other, and they are able to talk about feelings, which often people can't talk about. But if it's in a painting, they could explain why things are done or why this moves them. It may simply be something that's really nice to look at, or it may be something that moves you somehow. It may be quite controversial, whatever it is, as long as it doesn't, it actually invokes some response, I think, is so important for people, for communication. It brings people together, as it has tonight. And there's something inexplicable about the creative process that is very freeing for everybody.
Unsurprisingly, there was a lot of support for the arts community at the Arts Festival launch. So I asked Karen Redman, the Mayor of Gawler, just how important a vibrant arts community is to Gawler's economic development.
It's going to be one of our main priorities for our community going forward. Arts and culture, I think, fits Gawler really well. We've got our cultural heritage, there's a link to cultural tourism, we've got a lot of artists moving into the community, we have active participation like you see tonight at the Sala opening. It's just fantastic. And like the Gawler Business Development Group said tonight, you know, Gawler is truly an arts destination, so we plan to build on that.
And is the council looking at supporting more arts events in the future or continuing on with the support they're already giving?
Certainly, you know, we have our pop-up arts program and grants program, but we also have a community support program as well, so a number of grants that people can get, but also the Gawler Connect project, which in this building that we're standing in, the Institute, will be transformed into a arts and community hub. So I think that demonstrates the significant commitment that we're putting in.
Yeah, I definitely can remember from my time when I was a teenager living in Gawler to now, there's a lot more art around than there ever was.
Absolutely.
20 years ago.
So. You know, we've invested in the Fringe event and we've invested again. That's just been approved that we'll continue with that Fringe event, particularly the Walker Place, the weekend, which I think was a real success earlier this year. So I can't wait for that. I think Gawler Council and the community expect now that there are a range of events that have an arts and cultural focus, so there's no stopping us.
And this seems like a really good example of the council and businesses and artists all working together to make something special for
Gawler. And I think there's been a real effort put into partnering and listening, collaborating with each other and working as a team. So, you know, you've got the Gawler Business Development Group, you've got businesses within that, but other businesses as well, you've got the council and you've got the artists themselves all coming together. And I think you heard tonight that there's a real sense of camaraderie and teamwork going on. And gone are the days, I hope, where we sort of are adversarial. So we're working together and I reckon that's the best way to be.
Looking pretty good for art in Gawler then.
I think it's fantastic.
So artists, local businesses and council are all in agreement. A vibrant arts community can make a major contribution to the local economy, and events like the Gawler Sala Art Trail are already having the benefits they can bring to local businesses recognised. If you'd like to do your bit to support the arts in Gawler, you can get along to any of the 11 events hosted throughout Gawler during August. Check our website for more details and for links to more information. I've been David for the GBA. Our music today was Before I Grow Up Loop by Shady Dave and Intro by Def. A big thank you to all our interviewees from the Sala 2016 launch event and to you, our listeners. We'll catch you next time on GBA Community Events.